Okay, fine. Mishnah. Chavile kash. Chavile kash vechavile etzim vechavile zrodin ein mesachrin bohen vechulon sheyteiran ksheiros vechulon ksheiros litfane. So you're not meant to use.
Bless.
Thank you. Bundles of twigs of various sorts, right? Different twigs. You're not meant to use bundles of twigs from different trees. Why? Does anybody know?
Bundles.
Yeah. It looks like you're putting them up to dry.
I'm sorry?
Because it looks like you're putting them up to dry.
Is that the reason? Think so. I don't think that's one of the, unless I'm forgetting and it's later on. I don't think that that's the reason the Mara brought. Okay, fine. We'll see, right? The second verse says that, but if you untie them, if you untie the twigs and then you just spread them out on top as regular schach, that already is mutter, that's good schach, right? Vechulon sheres tfais. And that if you leave them as bundles, you can use them to make walls. Money, if you lash together bundles of twigs,
what's
you can make, you know, fairly
again,
solid walls. We'll get to it.
Remember the circle we went to?
Did Rashi say it?
What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was cool.
I don't remember what Rashi said.
The hay sukkah. It's like bundles of hay.
Owned in the hesek, so they can be damaged.
What does he say? Shehen shurin of gemara mishar. No, he says shehen gemara mishar first time.
Where?
Oh, I'm mistaken. And the gemara will explain why. Okay. Mara, I'm a Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Shmas mina de Rabbi Yochanan Tarti." Right? We learned through two things from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Chadaha. Well, so the first one is one of them is that he was talking about this. One of them is the reason for this Mishnah. Right, and we'll discuss what that is in a minute. The idach and the third, second one is achoite v'agadish la'asoyf lo suka eina suka. And the second one is basically you have a pile of hay, right, and you hold it out like an igloo made out of hay, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, you can make a hut this way, so that's not a kosher suka. If you build a sukkah that way, that is not a kosher sukkah.
Right. Because the schach is a bundle.
I'm sorry?
Because the schach is a
bundle. So, why is that? Because the schach, Rashi says, schach asu v'aymin me'ilav ein a sukkah. Ah, so it's going to be taisav
aluminosa.
Taisav aluminosa, right? Because the schach is standing on its own. Right, and then you're sort of holding out underneath it.
Cool.
But yulad, so it says, Chada mishum gzeiras oitzar vechada mishum taitze veloi min ha'asu. One of them is because of what's called gzeiras oitzar. Basically, the fear is that instead of building a sukkah, somebody would, you know, just use their storage as a sukkah. Like they would just build a storage. They would just build a sukkah inside their storage. And Gemara.
Hey, so what was the first thing we learned?
Sorry. Mishnah, the Dinah Mishnah.
Oh, the Dinah Mishnah.
And the second one is that you shouldn't just hollow out a pile of hay and use that as a sukkah, right? One of them is because of a gzera that people won't build sukkahs, they'll just use their storehouse as a sukkah. And that's not appropriate. And one of them is because of taste of luminosity.
Both those reasons seem to be the reasons for number
two. And I didn't know which one should be gzera's oitzar. So the truth is, and which of them is because of Taisav Aluminasi? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Nichzi Anan. Right? We will see. De Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Nema Amru Chavili Kasha Chili Eitim Chavili Zvon Nein Mesakken. Pamim She'adam Ba Min Asadeh Be'erev V'chavilosoy Al Kaseifo U'malei U'manichoy Al Gabi Sukasek Deidul Yavsha V'nim Lachalea Lesichuch. Sorry, that was close. Okay, so what we're worried about is the following. So, sometimes what somebody will do is he'll have been working really hard in the field, and then he'll bring his bundle with him, and he'll sit down and suck it to eat a meal, and then he'll be like, oh, the schach is in kosher, that's okay. That's going to be my schach. But the reason why he originally put it on sukkah was not the schach. It was just to dry it out.
Right.
Therefore, that's how you said the luminance. So. Because the thing was kosher schach before he decided that it was going to be schach. He had worked all day and he collected bundles of something in the field, right? And then he brought it home and he put it on his sukkah to dry out.
Ah, fine.
Right, and then he decided later on it was going to be schach, because he just couldn't be bothered to put up extra schach. That is going to be taisa below me and ha soy.
That's tie. Always go with tie.
What?
Yeah.
Mideha mishum zeris oitzar ha mishum taise veloi bin ha asoi. So if that one is zeris oitzar, right, if the first one, the bundles, are zeris oitzar, that's what we're worried about when it comes to zeris oitzar.
We're not just that it's that.
No, it's a zeris oitzar is a chashash that we might come to a problem with taise veloi bin ha asoi. Right, it's not definitely taise veloi bin ha asoi. You might have had kosher stuff on the sukkah.
Okay.
Right? It's a gzera that you might then make non-kosher sach this way. Right? So don't do it at all. Right? Don't put these things on the sukkah. If you do, it parcels the sukkah.
Okay.
And if you don't... And if that... If this one is gzera sotzar, isn't this a derabanan, because of a chashash of taisa v'lemin asu, then the other one's going to be real taisa v'lemin asu midoraisa. Right? Hollowing out a gadish, a pile of hay to build a sukkah in it will be dice of aluminum also in the Torah. Why did Rabbi Yaakov say this? Because he wasn't familiar with the statement of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He hadn't heard it. When?
Where did Rabbi Yaakov come in?
The case of the bundles, are you going to say there's no potential problem of case of Lemnasu with these things? Of course there is, that's the reason why you made the Xera, right?
Right.
And obviously the Xera Sotzer applies because we've just said it does. And equally when it comes to the hay, obviously you can create a situation where it's case of Lemnasu, right? But there's no problem of Xera Sotzer when it comes to just big piles of hay. Theoretically, there's going to be a problem with Xera Sotzer as well. People are going to be building stuff in their storehouse and they're going to end up doing it wrong, like...
So, right?
So both problems apply to both halachos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach. Rabbi Yochanan responded, or would have responded. Rabbi Yochanan did not respond to Ravashi. How do I know Rabbi Yochanan certainly did not respond to Ravashi? Why could they not have
responded?
No.
They lived in different places.
Where did we each of them live? And Ravashi lived in
Talaris.
Very good. And additionally, Rabbi Yochanan lived in
earlier times in Ravashi.
Very good. When?
that's really good.
Yes.
Rabbi Yochanan lived
120.
Rabbi Yochanan is like first generation Amora, so 3rd century. Right after Rabbi. Right?
So it's a lot of...
Ravashi...
Do you know where every single rabbi came from in the Gemara?
Important ones.
Rav Sheshes.
Rav Sheshes is a second generation of Amora in Babel. Rav Ashi lived in the 5th century. The chance of them having a discussion was very low and involves a sort of neurosis, so we're going to assume... <that they're not>. Okay, fine. But Rabbi Yochanan would have said to him, it's clearly what it means, right? Hacha dekasani ein mesachin mehen lechatchilahu de ein mesachin mishum gzeras oitzar hadaraisa shapir dami hasam dekasani ein asuka afilu deavad midaraisa nami ein asuka. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they are completely different, and for this reason. Right? When the Gemara said we don't make sach out of bundles of twigs or bundles of anything, right? What does it sound? It sounds like the chatila. maybe at the Ebed it would be kosher, right? When the Gemara says that you would hollow out a pile of hay and that'll be not a sukkah, it says not, it's not a sukkah. Full stop. It sounds like even b'di'evid, right? The reason why is there's a pile of hay is going to be a problem min ha-Torah, right? And the bundles on the roof of the sukkah are only going to be a problem mid-derabanan. Potentially they come to a problem with min ha-Torah. That's why the Gzeirat Darabanan was created, but they don't automatically become a problem in ha-Torah, right? Theoretically, they can be mutter.
Right? Therefore, it's only Gzeirah there, but also...
By the way, parenthetically, what does that sound a little bit like that we do, that many people do today?
What?
Bubbling together twigs for the roof of the sukkah.
Ah, a roof. Okay.
The mat.
Very good. The bamboo mats, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Pashto is the reason why it's not a problem inside this Gzeirah, because nobody stores bamboo in that fashion.
Right. You never store bamboo on the top of
that. You also don't tie it up like that in just a mat, right? If you're going to tie up rods of bamboo for storage purposes, you'll tie them in a bundle.
I'm not
gonna
lie, I've never been to a bamboo storage facility.
I mean, I'm assuming, but like, as in sort of on a common sense basis, right?
After I use bamboo, I like roll them up from in my garage.
I don't think it's only you, bro.
No, but that's what.
But the point that he's making is that it's not a common, it's not a common sense way to store bamboo. Okay. But yeah, we will continue, please, guys, tomorrow.
Should we not just, like, push, like,